Good morning. My name is Father Paul Aquino, SVD. SVD is the initials of our religious congregation. It stands in Latin for Societas Verbi Divini, or Society of the Divine Word. We are also known as Divine Word Missionaries. And we were founded in 1875 by St. Arnold Jansen. He was a German priest. During that time, he thought of founding a religious community of men because he thought that Germany should also have a religious community that could send out missionaries into the world. But because during that time, there was this religious persecution in Germany, so he had to cross the river into Steyl, Netherlands, to found a religious community. And right now, there are more than 6,000 of us, priests and brothers, who are members of the Society of the Divine Word. And we come from 80 different countries, and we are working in about 78 countries. And I was ordained May of 2018. Originally, I come from the Philippines. I came to the United States almost 10 years ago to start my formation to the priesthood. And yeah, only 3 years ago that I was ordained. I'm a very new priest. During my theological studies, we also have a little missionary experience. So we were asked to give our three choices where we wanted to go, because as missionaries, we have to experience somehow a little of another culture. But I was already experiencing another culture here because I'm not from the United States. And so we were asked three. And so I was told, go to Australia, and it was not even in my choices. Right, so I was in Australia, in Central Australia, in a town called Alice Springs, and there are like about 28,000 people there, and it's actually the only town or city in Central Australia. The closest neighbor town that they have is located 300 miles north. And the next one in the south is about 500 miles. And still, the three towns or cities feel like they are neighbors. And originally, I was sent there to do ministry with indigenous people. As we know, they are called the Aborigines. But eventually, in the parish, they're also very, the city is also very diverse culturally. Of course, there are Australians, there are also Americans, Europeans, Africans, and Filipinos as well. So I was really surprised. Of the 28,000 people in the town, I think about 20% are indigenous people. And just like here in the United States, we have reservation for Native Americans. In Australia, they also have the same, but they call it communities. So I also had a chance to live in the community of Aborigines and for a month. So that's how I had the experience of working with them. And so after that, I came back to the United States to finish my studies and to get ordained. Before we profess our perpetual vows, or before we get recommended for vows, perpetual vows and ordinations, we have again to submit our choices of countries where we wanted to go. And so for my, the Society of the Divine Word was founded because the founder thought, there is this mission, and we have to preach the gospel where it hasn't been adequately preached. So he was thinking of those far places. Of course, originally he thought of China, but now we are working in 78 countries. So when I was younger, this is what attracted me to the Society of the Divine Word. I would like to go out there too and preach and do missions. And so, of course, when I was younger, I thought of going to Africa, maybe Latin America, or some places like China or Papua New Guinea. So I gave my three choices, and they said, we give our mission assignment choices, and our general headquarters in Rome will decide where we should be going. And of course, we signed up to be Divine Word missionaries, and we have to go wherever we are needed. And so I was told, Paul, for your first mission assignment, we are going to assign you to Epworth, Iowa. I checked my Google Maps. It's only 160 miles from here. So while I did my studies in Chicago, at least, from a city, then I go to a more rural place. And I signed up for this, to be to be sent where I'm needed. You know, I have a bachelor's degree in music. I majored in vocal performance, and they needed someone to take care of liturgical music at our college seminary. Epworth, Iowa is where our college seminary is. And so they asked me to do liturgical music and hopefully do formation as well for our college students. And so there I was. And because they wanted me to really teach in a college level, because we also have some music classes for our students. So now they asked me to study to take my graduate studies in music. So I'm now studying at the Catholic University of America in Washington, D.C., doing a Master of Music in Vocal Performance. Now, summertime, of course, is a time for us to go out into different parishes in the United States to do what we call mission appeal. So here I am appealing for you to help us in our missions. And sometimes I feel so unworthy doing so, because many of those missionaries who go around have these great experiences and stories of the mission, but what can I say? All right, so my formation years in the seminary is about 12 years. And when I was assigned to the seminary, they said, maybe your seminary or training is not enough. So, well, I guess so. And then, being assigned in the seminary, right now, when I was there, there were like about 30 priests taking turns in the daily masses that we have. But of course, there's only one presider, and the rest could just concelebrate. On my first semester, I never even presided a mass. So I just concelebrated. On my second semester, at least I had four times. So, good enough. Right, so I guess this is my missionary experience. And of course, the traditional understanding of mission is that going out into places and preach and do ministry and all that. And so there was this one retired priest at the seminary. He said, well, we were at the sacristy trying to get vested before the mass. And he said, oh, man, there are so many priests here. We should send them out to missions. Like, ouch. maybe what I'm doing is not mission. Right. But the thing is, what is mission? Mission, of course, starts from God. God being a Trinity. I don't want to discuss the Trinity because it's a very complicated, complex, and very long discussions. All right. Of course, a Trinity, three persons of one God. Now, there is this love. There's so much love that God wanted to let himself be known. That's why he created human beings. More so, he sent his only begotten Son for God to be known. So that is the mission, for us to know God and for us to make God's love known and experienced by everyone. Now, maybe you'd say, well, I'm not a missionary. Before Christ ascended into heaven, he said, go and baptize in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit until the end of times and to all the corners of the world. So by virtue of our baptism, we are all called to this mission. Therefore, we are all missionaries. Of course, when we say missions, it's going to be preaching and all that. Of course, what comes to mind is talking, standing in front of people and start preaching. But then there is this thing that St. Francis of Assisi said, at least attributed to him, about preaching the gospel, when he said, preach the gospel at all times, and when necessary, use words. I'll say it again. Preach the gospel at all times, and when necessary, use words. Meaning our words are but secondary to actually living our lives. We should preach primarily by the way we live our lives. By being good, by being kind, by being humble, by being helpful. Okay, we don't have to leave wherever we are, unlike what we do, right? We can preach with our family members by being more, probably for parents, more patient to your children, and for children, probably more obedient to your parents, so that when people see it, like, oh, so that maybe they're Christians. Maybe they know God. Maybe they love God. That's why they're doing so. We don't have to leave the comforts of our homes or even our towns and cities to be missionaries, because we can do that wherever we are. That's why St. Therese of the Child Jesus, she was a cloistered nun, a Carmelite nun. She is honored by the church as the patroness of the missions, though she did not leave the confines of her convent. It's because whatever she did was offered to the mission. Okay, I'm going to wash dishes today. Okay, I'm going to offer this for the missions. There's always this prayer for the missions. Or maybe even if, I heard stories that her superiors were somehow testing her, kind of mean to her. But then even those, she said, I'll accept it and offer it for the missions. So that's why it's not only us who are missionaries, but all of us who are baptized members of the mystical body of Christ. But here I am, of course, going out to different parishes. Actually, I only have two this year. And we are appealing to all of you for your generosity to help us in our missions. Of course, we have parishes all over the world. We also have our schools. We help people. We have ministries with immigrants, the sick, the elderly. Like when I came, the night before I flew in yesterday, a classmate of mine who's assigned in Thailand is the head of our HIV center. So he's also back in the United States doing the same. So I'm here appealing to your generosity to help us also in this mission of making God known to the world and making God's love felt by everyone. Thank you.